Alright, we're in the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 15, and we'll be reading from verses 24, 5, and 6. Those that are listening to us, welcome to our class, our Bible study, prayer meeting and Bible study. Call us in if you wish, and give us a call at 856-261-9018, or have an email to say hello or whatever, ask a question. It's just simply questions@bftbc.org. Alright, in Romans 15, let's begin reading verses 24, 25, and 26 together. Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. Now I go to Jerusalem to minister unto the saints, for it has pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are in Jerusalem. And verse 24. Paul was talking about his journey in verse 22 and 23, and he's also talking about it here in verse 24. Did he know when his journey was going to be taken at this point to Rome? No, he didn't. It's a surprise. Well, God knew all about it to begin with. He really wanted to see them, didn't he? He wants to come on his journey and brought on the way to you. And first, what did he want to do when he got there, according to this verse 24? What is his aim and goal? Tammy?
He wanted to have company with him.
Have company with him. Have a little bit of companionship and fellowship. And I know that when we have friends, we can talk to them, they can talk to us, and there's a company, there's a fellowship that can be attained there, and he wants to be filled with the company first before he does any spiritual business of any kind. But what is he going to do now in verse 25? What is he going to go first before Rome?
Jerusalem.
And so Jerusalem is a long way from Rome, and Jerusalem way over here, and Rome way over here, and it's a long distance, but he's going to go to Jerusalem in verse 25. And what is he going to do there? Oh, excuse me, 10.
He was planning on going to Spain?
Yes, he meant to Spain.
South at yeah. Rome.
Out down the bottom map. The bottom map.
Way over to the left, on the bottom map. The bottom map.
A lot of traveling.
Between Spain and Italy.
Missionary for the Lord, seeking to do His will wherever He is. So, he's going to come to Jerusalem and minister to the saints. What does that mean, to minister to the saints? Are these Roman Catholic saints? Who are they?
Born again
Christians, genuine believers, Christians, genuine Christians. What does it mean to minister to the saints? Yes, 10?
He's going to serve them in trying to encourage them spiritually.
Mm-hmm. So that's the ministry. Do all saints like to be ministered to?
No.
No, I'm afraid it's true. Well, I say to all. I didn't say you do, honey. I say to all. Well, as I say, do all those that are born genuine Christians want to have money to minister to? Now, if they want people to minister to them, why don't they select first a strong Bible-believing church and then attend it regularly and be ministered by this godly pastor, see, if they really want that. But, now, that's why, what's the difference between the two kinds of Christians? Two varieties of Christians. Pastor Dan?
Fair-weather Christian and foul-weather Christian.
Fair-weather and foul-weather. What would that precedent be? Yes, then?
Carnal and spiritual.
Carnal and spiritual. What is a carnal Christian? What is a spiritual Christian?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get 10.
Carnal Christian has their mind set on the things of this world.
Things of the world?
Spiritual Christian is led by the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God, walking in control by the Spirit of God. In a different life, the fruit of the Spirit will be produced by one that's walking in the power of the Spirit of God. And so you ought to minister to these saints and these Christian believers. Can God himself, without anybody else, minister to Christian believers?
Yeah.
And how can that take place?
Through the Scriptures.
Through the Scriptures. Mm-hmm. Reading and studying and believing and following, using the Scriptures, the Word of God. He wants to minister to the saints. Then verse number 26, what was true of the people of Macedonia that came? What did they have ready to go? Yeah, Barbara?
They had made a contribution to the poor thing.
Okay, and from the context of that verse, what kind of people were they basically in Achaia and Macedonia? Yes, Barbara?
They had extra income that
it
gave them a certain
amount
of wealth.
Well, that's true. What else? What kind of people?
The poor people.
Poor, what else? They
were Christian.
Well, like Christian, but what was their nationality?
They were contributors. They were contributors.
They were
Greek.
Greek,
right there. What the context shows that, does it not? In the verse 27.
Poor saints of
Jerusalem. That's right. Poor saints of Jerusalem. Which is fine. So if you minister to the Jews, the saints of Jews, probably Jewish Christian, Christians have been saved, and it pleased me then that barely debtors there. See 24, 5, and 6. Oh, we didn't read 27, did we? Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, let's read 27, 28, and 29. And it pleased them barely, and their debtors they are, for if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them on carnal things. When therefore I have performed this, and have sealed to them that truth, I will come to you by Spain. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now, verse 27. The question I had before was based upon what's in that verse 27. It has pleased them. What kind of pleasing do you think? In what way were they pleased to do what? What had the verse preceding? What are these? Yes, Dan?
Well, it probably gave them joy because they were helping other Christians in their need.
Uh-huh. So that was a pleasure. Now, when you give money to things for Christians in need or whatever, do people always, when they give, have great pleasure in that giving? Well, a lot of times, some do, some don't, I guess. But they were pleased, verily. And now, what is a debtor? Talk about being a debtor. What would a debtor be?
Oh, their money.
Or money, a 10?
In this case, they were debtor to the Jewish Christians because they had the gospel.
They had the gospel.
And they shared it with them.
They shared it with those of Macedonia.
Through
the Apostle Paul. And so they got to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior because of the Jews, and Paul, who was a Jewish Christian, had come to the Lord by faith. Debtors. Then it gives a principle of giving and debt owing. What is the principle in verse 27 about owing people and so on? Barbara?
Well, if the Gentiles were made partakers of the Jewish spiritual things, then it is the duty of the Gentiles to minister to the Jews in material things.
Material things. Yes, Tammy?
So in light of that, if somebody ministers to the spiritual things, then should minister to them in carnal things.
That's right.
I think it's talking about
in
1 Corinthians, or
it's
like
2
Corinthians.
Yes.
Talking about the same.
Yes, this is it. So in other words, and of course, Paul says it also in 1 Corinthians chapter, this chapter 9, where he talks about giving, that's what to do, and give us unto the Lord, and give generously, and from the heart. 26, 7, and we had 28 too, didn't we? We read 28, right? Yes.
Yes.
So it is, Paul said, Wherefore I have performed this. What does this refer to? What does he perform, do you think? And I have therefore performed this. Where was he going? What was he going to do? Barbara?
He had taken the money from Greece to Jerusalem for the saints.
Okay. 10?
So the verse you were talking about, the first Corinthians 9.
Uh-huh.
Or only I and Barnabas, have we not the power for our working? We go into warfare at any time that his own charges. He plants a vineyard and he is not the fruit thereof. Who feedeth a flock and eateth not the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or sayeth not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle it, neither the ass, or treadeth out the corn. Does God take care for us? Or saith he is altogether for our sakes, no doubt. This is written that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be a partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things?
Yes.
This 6 to 11.
6 to 11, that tells the whole thing, doesn't it, right here? Spiritual things, carnal things, for things of money. So that's what they did. So he's back there performed this, taking the money to the poor saints of Jerusalem, and have done what else? What else did he say he's going to do? And what does it mean? Seal to them this proof. What does that mean, do you think? Seal to them this proof. Any ideas? Ten?
Well, a seal was sort of a guarantee, wasn't it?
Yes.
The idea of
authority and genuineness and so on.
So it has to do with their gifts, doesn't it?
Probably. And he's sealed this under the others. He's given them, and I'm sure the poor saints of Jerusalem were very grateful for the gift. They were poor, they probably had a little food. And this was a gift from these Gentiles that were saved, Christian Gentiles, 10.
Is it referring to him delivering it there safely, or what? I mean,
possibly.
In what sense do you seal it?
Yeah. And have sealed to them this fruit. In other words, safe delivery isn't necessary, because
right.
It won't have any fruit if it gets lost, the money's lost or stolen. Do we sometimes have thieves who are treasures of churches? Sometimes they're thieves, that's right. What's
the
line?
I just think the food is all rotten by the money.
Well, this is money. It's this money.
Huh?
The money, the funds, is the fruit, yeah. That's the fruit, yeah. It's not the rotten fruit.
It's the physical fruit.
Oh. So, he hopes that then after he does this and seals them the fruit and gives it to them in Jerusalem, the poor saints, what's he going to do then? What does he think he's going to do? Yes, Barbara.
He's going to come to stop by Rome on his way to Spain.
So, now, that was his plan. Are our plans always workable and worked out? No, we plan, we try.
Yes, they do.
Well, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
No.
I know, but sometimes things change our plans. I know that a lot of people don't really see what's coming, maybe don't believe it, but there's a great possibility, I said this many times before, that the Dean Burgon Society meeting right out of Georgia will not take place because something could happen in this whole country. I hope it doesn't happen. But we plan. We've got most of the questionnaires from our DBS leaders. We've got about 4 or 5, still have 7 in. And we have about 12 speakers that are lined up and know what they're going to talk about. We're planning, but sometimes things don't always work out so well. But we'll see what happens. And so Paul planned to go and to come to them. He says after that, in other words, almost immediately after that, in other words, sometime after that. But Acts chapter 27 comes in here, and voyage to Rome, not like he planned, but as a prisoner. So he hopes to go and bring it for, and then in verse, what is he going to do when he comes to them in verse 29? Very important mission he has, which is what? Barbara?
The fullness and the blessing of the gospel of Christ.
What would that entail, do you think? He's going to bring to them in the fullness. Pastor Dan.
All men are sinners.
All men are sinners, that's part of it. What else? fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Christ. Pardon?
I would think it's the whole counsel of God.
Whole counsel of God? Is there blessings in the gospel of Christ?
Yes.
Yes. Once we have salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, name me some of the blessings we have from God.
Peace. Joy.
The peace and joy. Eternal life. Home in heaven.
Love.
All these things are blessings from the Lord. Leaping away from many, many fears, peace, peace and all understanding. Father in heaven and fellowship with other believers, family of Christ, and those that are genuinely saved. So he hopes to bring them to the blessing of the Lord. Right, let's read verse 30, 31, and 32 together. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy in the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. This is verse 33. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Right, verse number 30. What does beseech mean?
Beg.
Ask strongly. And so Paul is beseeching. Who's he talking to here?
The Roman Christians.
The Roman Christians. Those are genuine Christians in Rome. And because of why? What's the reason? He's in behalf of whom? In that first verse. The Lord Jesus Christ's sake, for his sake. It's not for his own personal sake, it's for the Lord's sake. He wants to honor the Lord Jesus. Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call or comment or question. Or just say hello. I'd like to hear from you. I'm glad for those that are listening out in our internet land. And appreciate that. Thank you for the hymns that you gave us as well. So, for the Lord's sake, and what is the other purpose and reason that he's going to do this, beseeching him? In addition to the Lord's sake, what else? In verse number 30. After that.
For the love of the Spirit.
Love of the Spirit. What would that entail? It's referring to what Spirit would that be?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Love of the Spirit. Love. Yes. Then?
If there be any consolation of Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies. So I mean, the love from the Holy Spirit of God.
Yes, that's part of it. You know, we're to love God. And God so loved us, gave his Son, we're to love him. And God is three persons, one God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So the love of the Spirit, love for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit should be loved, the Father should be loved, and the Son should be loved. This is, say, the love of the Spirit and by the Holy Spirit. And what does his prayer request in verse 30? What's his prayer request? Barbara, and then Tanner.
That they strive together with him.
All right.
Ten. They strive together in prayer.
One. All right.
To God.
For him. All right. And what does strive mean?
Fight.
Was it?
Fight.
Fight, sometimes fight. What else might it be?
Struggle.
I didn't see any hands over there, honey. Do you have them?
I lost them.
You lost them all? Okay. Now, strife is one thing. But strive, same root, but some little bit of a different angle. What is the difference? But strife, is strife good or bad? Is it
bad?
It's bad. Strife.
Conflict.
You don't have conflict and strife and division. Now, but when you strive to do something, is that good or bad? If your goal is something good, to strive for it, that's a good thing. Strive for it. But you don't want to have strife. And it's,
yeah, when I was thinking of fight, I was thinking of when you labor, I mean, you're fighting for a purpose.
Yes, true. Yes,
that's
what
I was thinking of.
Yes. Now, to strive, is that easier, difficult, or simple? It's a difficult thing, striving. It takes a lot of
arduous.
Arduous. It is arduous and strenuous. So what did Paul want them to strive for? They don't want to strive with each other and have strife with each other, but in prayer, strive in prayer for whom?
And for Paul.
All right? For God, for the Lord Jesus, for Paul. Now notice, who's going to help this prayer? In addition to those Christians at Rome, according to this verse, who's going to be praying also?
He is.
If Paul's going to be scribe with me.
Right.
He wants prayers, and he's going to pray as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. To God, for me, in my behalf, that I may do God this good. Oh, excuse me, Pastor Dan.
We have a message here that's from Amanda. She says, hello, I'm listening. And she says, hi. From a listener from York, Pennsylvania.
York, Pennsylvania.
Anna. She's listening and she says, hi.
How in the world, Anna, could you listen all the way from York? That's great. You must do it on your little computer, not in your hand.
Real good ears.
She has a computer
that. Well, a big one too. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm very glad to hear that, Anna. We're going to miss you. We missed you tonight. We're going to miss you on Sunday. Maybe you have comments, give us a call, just like it is then. Tell us what you think, sir. Things are. Glad to have you.
What was
your comment? Read it again, Pastor Dan.
And she says, tell them that I am listening and that I say hi.
Wonderful.
Say
hi, Anna. Way down in your open
place.
Okay, thanks. All right. We're glad we missed the little girl. She's a big girl now, but she's our little girl. That's it?
That's right.
Yes, you know. So, oh, oops, here she is calling in. That's Jacob Brummer from Texas. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, Pastor Wade here, bud. I want you to know that I'm listening to the one who's listening from York, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to the one who's listening. Good. That's wonderful, Jacob. Thank you for calling. Let's wave to Jacob and his mother over there in Texas, way down in Texas.
There.
All right, that's wonderful. So, did you get that, Anna? Jacob is listening from Texas to you because you're listening to us. All right, so I got to all these listeners. Praise the Lord for that. Now, in verse number 30, prayers, striving prayers with Paul, and what is the purpose of the asking the request of prayer in verse 31? What do you want to have happen? And? Now, do those, what is the reason for wanting deliverance for those who do not believe? Pardon?
They were the Jews. The unbelieving right. Jews who persecuted them.
All right, fine.
There's a lot of spiritual battle on the family.
Mm-hmm.
They were witnessing by the Lord. Yes.
Ten?
Well, they were trying to kill him.
Trying to kill him.
It reminds me of 2 Thessalonians 3:1, Father, God, and great for us. But the word of God, we have prayed for us and glorified, even if it was to be, actually verse 2, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith.
That's right. So he wants to be prayed for, that he would be delivered from them who do not believe. Those that are unbelievers are very strongly against those who are genuine Christians. And we can see that right in the book of Acts, especially in Acts teaching, chapter 4, chapter 5. The apostles were told not to teach or preach in his name, and they did it anyway. They just hate the name of Christ, and they try to bind our mouths and bind many things, hamstring us. Deliver from them that believe. Do not believe, rather, in Judea. That's where the source of many of the Jewish fables are and everything else. And what else does he want to have prayer for? Deliver from those that are unbelievers. And Barbara?
And for speak the money to Jerusalem.
All right.
May be accepted of the saints there.
My service that I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. Now, do you think the saints of Jerusalem would accept the gifts that are given to them from Achaia and Macedonia? See, it implies that maybe they won't accept, all right? Must have prayed they will accept. What do you think that's about? Yes, Tammy?
There's a picture of a hand waving. I waved to everyone there listening far off.
Good. Can Bill get a picture of it all or not?
I don't know. It's pretty
too small. Let's wave at her again. Anna, Maria, wait. Okay. Little girls up there with her. Listen to her. That's great. And Any other comments? Give us a comment, and it's wonderful. You saw two things, that he delivered those that are unbelievers, and also, what else? For my service that I have here, may be accepted of the saints. Now, when he goes there, he's going to give the gifts, but then he's probably going to tell them, and preach to them, and so on. They'll accept that, and that's what his prayer is. And then,
even some of the saints don't like
him. Well, that's true. Some of the saints don't like pastors and preachers even today. Barbara?
That my service would
never
be accepted in the
saints. Yes, saints don't accept.
Well, they didn't believe it except when I was a dead.
That's right. Barbara?
The Christians in Jerusalem weren't poor, they were dirt poor. They were extremely poor.
Yes.
In a very wealthy city.
Yes. That's certainly a sad situation, but I'm sure that Paul's gift, because of those Macedonian, Achaia, and Greece area, were really accepted. But also, not only the gifts were accepted, I'm sure they were accepted, but his ministry to them. What do you think he was going to talk about? I was going to minister to them about that. What would Paul preach to these Christians? That
Yes,
Barbara?
The Gospel of Christ.
Gospel of Christ? What other thing do you have?
Fellowship.
Fellowship. Growing in grace. Reading the Scriptures, all these other things. Acceptance of the saints. And then in verse 32, there's another part of his prayer, I believe it's continued, is it not? What's this third part of his prayer? Yeah, Barbara?
That he comes to them with joy by the will of God.
Come on to you. So, I don't know how many years it was. This is about 60 A.D. If you look at Acts chapter 27, I wonder what that date is. Let me see that. Luke, John, Acts. That's about 56 A.D., 59 A.D. I'm going to go back to the curve of the end, the 27th chapter, see what that is. 27th chapter. That's about 62 A.D. And this is written about 60 A.D., so 2 years from 60 to 62 before he gets there. And it won't be the way. No, there's 2 years between the time he talked about going there, A.D. 60, and the voice wrote was A.D. 62. So 2 years later, after he's talking about it here, he finally got there. Not the way he wanted to go, but he got there anyway. I'm sure he ministered. And did the Romans let Paul minister to the saints in Rome? Yes. And they let him come into the house and let them minister and talk to the Christians who were there, and they ministered in that way. And so they may come unto you finally. He really wanted to come and see him, didn't he? I'm sure he didn't think this was the way he was going to get there, but it's a government expense. He didn't have to pay a dime. And what did he want to do when he got there, according to verse number 32?
He wanted to refresh them.
But what was he going to bring with him, he hoped? How was he going to come? What's he going to bring with him?
Joy.
He's going to come unto you with, that I may come to you with joy. Now, I'm sure after the voyage to Rome, did Paul have joy even in the shipwreck? Yes, he did. Did he have peace of mind? Yes. Was he calm? All the prisoners were frightened, all the soldiers, they wanted to get off the stern, take the ship, leave the ship. But he was very calm. The Lord gave him calmness. And so he wanted to have joy as he comes to them, and I'm sure he had the joy. And then, but how did he want to come? What is the method, the purpose, the final, bottom line of his coming was by what? By the will of God. In other words, that's something you and I should always treasure. What is God's will? Where is God's will found, for the most part, in the Scriptures? The words of God, the will of God, and other things are given to us that are not necessarily in Scripture, but they're principles of Scripture. We can read and find. We should want the will of God. Paul wanted the will of God. Come with joy by the will of God. And what also do you want to have accomplished in this verse 32? And Barbara?
To be refreshed,
Father. All right. And may with you be refreshed. In other words, he needed refreshment, and they needed refreshment. May with you be refreshed. Now, what does refreshed mean? What would that involve with it, refreshing? What is... Any hands on that one? Yeah, Bill.
Start anew,
okay, Barbara?
I'm thinking sort of like a vacation. Everybody gets rested up.
All right. What is the refreshment?
It's a drink, it's food,
cold,
that makes you relax.
Makes you relax.
You never ask anyone to
hot. Yeah, so refreshing means to bring a new look on things. Just start off from scratch and everything's fine and beautiful. So he wanted to be refreshed. Now, the Word of God can refresh us, the peace of God can refresh us. So he had all these prayer requests by the will of God with joy and refreshed with all of them. Then the final verse, verse 33, what did he say that is true of these who are here he's writing to? What did he say? Yes. Barbara?
The benediction. Benediction. Be with you all.
Now, in what way is God the God of peace? Where do we get God's peace? Does everyone in the world have this peace? Romans 5:1 says what?
Therefore,
justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way. The God of peace.
Another question, a comment, and I was thinking that he didn't. She says, I wonder if Paul ever made it to Spain. What are your thoughts? I think I heard someone suggest that he went there after the first imprisonment.
Thank you, Anna. Let's wave again to Anna. Second wave to Anna. Okay. I'm not sure about the Spain. He really wanted to go. I'm sure after the first imprisonment or second imprisonment, he might have gone in between the two imprisonments. That's possible. I'm not sure, Anna. We'll have to look that up for you.
You do know the rain is being on the plane.
The rain in Spain is what?
Mainly on the plane.
And on the plane. Okay, well, that's what they say.
Global warming has changed that.
Here's the answer right here. Got the answer right here. Jacob or Rob? We'll see who it is. Jacob, what you got?
Yes, sir, Pastor Wade. I was thinking about this verse over here in Acts 26. It's on that thing about the refreshing itself.
Yes.
And the next day we tested, this is Acts 27:3. And the next day we tested Simon, and Julius terribly courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself.
Maybe he took a bath.
That refreshing over there that we just went over must be about the koinonia, the Christian fellowship.
Could it be fellowship? That's right. That's refreshing. Should be. That's good. Well, thank you for that scripture. Jacob, let's just wave again to Jacob. Jacob from Texas and Dale as well. The mother, appreciate your call. Others call us at 856-261-9018 for questions at BFDBC. God, we're glad to hear from you tonight. That's good. For two, three people, that was a good thing to do. All right, any other comments or questions on this chapter 15 before we close? Yeah, Pastor Dan?
I'm a question.
Something in your pocket looks like a hand. It's just the way it was. That's the way the shoe said. Okay. All right, let's close then with a word of prayer. Our dear Father, we thank thee that Paul was honest in his writing. He had a great desire to see these Christians at Rome. God, it's not given that the way he wanted to go through Spain and back over to see them in Rome, but God has taken a different route, a different method to take him to that area. The shipwreck and danger and imprisonment. We thank you, Lord, for thy grace. Paul wanted to do what was right. He wanted to be refreshed and refresh the Christians at Rome as well. Want to do thy will. Help us, Lord, to do thy will, found in thy word and circumstances. Help us to love thee and serve thee with all of our hearts. And help us to be refreshed day by day from the scriptures that encourage our hearts. Come go with us and be with us on the Lord's Day as we come and worship thee on this coming Sunday. We ask these things in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. Well, thank you for coming.